Hey, it's Tim from The Watchers, and you're watching CMS TV.
It's the Mighty Motorhead right here on your classic metal show from the No Remorse release that is Dancing on Your Grave. That one going out by request to Tarot Priest. And just before that, we heard Nevermore with CBF for Ben Benjamin. And believe it or not, Chris, we heard The Suite with Cockroach by going out by request to PC. So, yeah, they kind of stepped up their game since what? There's only like one dude from The Suite. Kind of like the version of Nazareth, huh?
Or the Guess Who or any of these other bands.
Yeah, exactly. So there you are. Getting to a few requests here to take us into the second hour.
All right. Very good.
Mm-hmm. So what do you have? Anything in particular?
Oh, I got plenty of stuff.
All right.
Let's start with a band that we have chatted about many times that we have had controversy with at least once. Vicious Rumors.
Okay. Yeah. Well, we became friends with Jeff after the controversy.
That's right. Jeff Thorpe.
And he came to like our show and like us, and he's been on as far as interviews are concerned, he's been on the show at least a half a dozen times, right?
Yes, absolutely.
With, the controversy, if anybody remembers, this was a while back, but vocalist James Rivera was in the band.
Right.
And he recorded one album with Vicious Rumors.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a little bit of a scuffle, a little bit of a fight. And didn't James Rivera got hit in the head with a bottle?
That's what he said, a bottle of Jack Daniels.
Yeah, he said that Jeff hit him in the head with a bottle of Jack Daniels.
That's right.
And strangely enough, Jeff heard the interview or heard us talk about it, and he reached out and said, hey, can I come on the show and tell my side? And we were just like, bring it on, brother.
Right.
We're not taking sides here. We're friends with James, and he wanted to talk, but we'll be glad to hear your side. And yeah. I think he felt that we treated him fairly. And then from there on, he was always willing to come back on and promote a new record, which, you know, they've not had a consistent singer. You know, they've kind of had a revolving door of singers.
They have.
And is Ronnie still with them or not?
Ronnie did one tour and was out, and that kind of leads to where we're going.
All right. Oh, and by the way, what happened to Ronnie? I thought he was going to be on our show.
He will.
Okay.
I don't want to talk about why he missed the show.
Well, I don't need to know that. I don't really
there was a medical reason.
Right.
And I'll just leave it there. And it was legit. I know for a fact it was legit. It wasn't just, oh, I'm sick, I can't show. It wasn't that. But he's changing directions on a couple of things. I know what he's doing, and it's actually pretty cool, but he's not quite ready to announce it yet, because I literally talked to him this week about what we're about to talk about.
Oh, okay, fair enough.
And he was telling me what his plans are. You'll love his plans.
Okay.
You will love his plans. I'll text you in the private chat what he's doing.
Oh, right.
I don't even know how to do the private chat. Oh, there it is. All right, here we go. Playing. There we go. That's what he's doing.
Where did you send it?
To the private chat on StreamYard.
Oh. Oh. Okay.
Do you see it? It's on the very right-hand side.
Oh, there it is. I wasn't seeing the right thing there.
That's what he's doing.
Okay, that's cool.
Yeah, but he's not quite ready to announce that yet.
I get that.
So we will have him on when he's ready to announce that, when he's got everything in place. So in any event, before I say what we're going to talk about here, I'm just going to put this out there. We were fair to you once, Jeff. We'll be fair to you again. if you want to come on and comment, you're more than welcome to after what we're about to talk about now.
Well, I will put it out there in the dealings I've had with Jeff. I like Jeff.
I like Jeff too. He's been nothing but nice to me.
So I have no knowledge of what you're going to talk sure. about right now, but regardless of that, regardless of what you bring up or what my thoughts are on it, I don't think it'll change my viewpoint.
No, probably won't. And it won't change. I'm disappointed that this is a thing. I'll put it that way. And when you see this, you'll get it.
Okay.
So to dovetail back to what you were asking about, is Ronnie in the band? No, Ronnie is not in the band still.
Okay.
Ronnie did one tour, left the band. It just didn't work. It did not work with them. It didn't jive, whatever. They put out a kind of shitty press release about him leaving the band.
Oh, right.
It was kind of a, hey, we wish him the best in his endeavors, blah, blah, blah. You know, it wasn't that. It was more of a glad to see you go because we don't like working with you type of a thing, right?
Oh, right. So they let their feelings be known.
Yeah, which is not good business. It's not, it's just not good business. Sometimes you just got to kind of, cause you never know when people are going to come back or when your paths are going to cross again or whatever. You think that's fair?
Yeah. Well, let's just kind of make a statement here because mm-hmm. Chris and I have been doing this for 30 years each.
Yeah.
And whenever you see a press release about the departure of a band member or, something like that, what you're reading is usually just the standard fare for the most part.
Yeah.
But it's never really the story.
No, it's never the story.
It's never really the story. It's just a way of announcing a change. And it's never the facts. It's never the story. There's always usually something more to it. But mm-hmm. rather than get into the minutiae, they just would rather make a general statement. Hey, he's
yes.
no longer with us. We wish him mm-hmm. well. Blah, blah, blah.
And it should be that way. It should. It's none of the fans' fucking business why this guy or that guy leaves a band. Because it's just not their business.
And that's what it is because band is a business.
Yeah. It's not the fans' business to be involved in this.
Which is why I personally don't like when musicians use social media in the court of public opinion.
Well, then you're really not going to like this.
Well, I mean, one of the worst offenders of that was Bobby Blotzer.
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm. He was the biggest offender of that. As far as I can remember, that and Vinnie Vincent.
Oh yeah. Vinnie
trying
too,
to
yeah.
use the court of public opinion to, and it's just like, why are you doing this? Just keep it to yourself. Why are you defending a position that, if people weren't aware that of the issue, you wouldn't have to defend it out in the court of public opinion.
That's right.
Keep it to yourself. Keep it within the band. You know mm-hmm. who's really good about keeping it to themselves?
Who?
Stephen Piercy.
Yeah. Yeah, he doesn't talk any of his band stuff.
He would allude that there were issues or unresolved problems or whatever, but that's all he ever said.
No.
He didn't say who or why or what or who's the burr in this under your saddle or anything. It was just there's still unresolved issues, and that's mm-hmm. all he would leave it at.
Yeah, and that's fine. That's all the more that people. That's more than people need to be told. Really, people don't need to be told anything. Honestly, that's really my stance on it. So anyway, back to Vicious Rumors.
Okay.
So this week, it was announced that after 40 years in the band, Larry Howe, the drummer, was released from the band.
Wow.
40 years.
The founding member?
I think he was the original, but he left for like two or three years and he came back. So okay. He's not like, but he's been in the band 40 fucking years.
Yeah, that's a long time, yeah.
You know.
Early 80s.
So somebody that's been in the band 40 years, you would think would get the respect. Yes.
Yeah. I mean, that's a long time to be a soldier.
Yeah. Especially in a band that was never huge.
Yeah, they've had moderate success in the, yeah, in the Bay Area thrash scene.
Yes. They are definitely not an A band. So for this guy to stay in this band for 40 years in a band that definitely did not have a retirement plan, let's be honest, that's a long time. And when they do part ways with them, this is the kind of guy, in my opinion, that should get the thanks for 40 great years. It's been a fun run. Wish you the best in your endeavors. I hope it works out, whatever your next step is, right? Even though that's all bullshit, there's a respect level to that. Yes?
Yeah, especially a member that was pretty much there from the beginning.
Right. Well, that's not what he got.
Boy, he didn't get the gold watch.
No, he did not. He didn't even get the knockoff Rolex. He got a busted Timex.
He got a boot in the ass.
Oh boy. So he gets the press release that has since been deleted. And I am so glad that I copied this because I knew they were going to pull it down because the fan response was immediate and harsh.
Right.
So here's the release they put out there. It's official. After finishing the massive 45-year North American tour, longtime drummer Larry Howe has left the band. We're sorry to see him go. At the same time, we understand this just needed to happen now. It's a mutual split, which I could tell you for a fact it is not because I did chat with Larry this week.
All right.
Jeff said, it's been a long time coming. Unfortunately, no one in the band wanted to work with him anymore after spending the last 6 weeks together. He's a great drummer, but the other 23 hours a day were becoming unbearable for the rest of us.
Why do you need to even say
why that? Is this out there?
Why is that necessary?
This is a guy that spent 40 years with you, 45.
It's like, again, why did you have to say that?
Yeah, you don't.
That's a personal issue with you, Jeff.
Yeah, this is the shit that should be said one-on-one to each other in a phone call or something, not in social media.
I agree.
We gave him another opportunity to make adjustments, but he just gave us a take-it-or-leave-it ultimatum. Touring is hard enough, so we choose leave it for the well-being and harmony of the band. I know it's hard on fans and the band, too. Once the trust and respect is gone, there's no room to move forward. That said, we wish him well.
Oh, you know, that was really unnecessary. That's,
holy fuck.
Why did you have to say that? I mean, you could have left that out.
Could have left all of it. You know what? You could have narrowed this down to the second paragraph here, as well as the first paragraph saying, Larry Howe was with us forever. We thank him for the time. We hope that he, goes into something cool in the future.
Yeah, we wish him well in his future endeavors or whatever you want to say.
Yeah. Not unfortunately, no one in the band wanted to work with him anymore after spending the last 6 weeks together. What the fuck?
He's a miserable asshole and we hate him.
We gave him another opportunity to make adjustments, but he just gave us a take it or leave it ultimatum.
Yeah, straighten up, mister. You're out.
Fuck off.
Yeah.
He's a great drummer, but the other 23 hours a day were becoming unbearable for the rest of what the fuck? I mean, that's brutal, man.
Yeah, he's just an insufferable cunt and we hate him.
We hate him and we're glad he's out of here. So we're bringing in Gunnar Kosten instead. You know, that's basically what this says.
All right.
I mean, this is way uncalled for.
Yeah, I don't understand the reasoning behind why you had to say that.
Yeah. And what's funny is I don't have it in front of me, but Larry's statement, because Larry actually put out the statement first that he had left the band.
Mm-hmm.
But he was totally what we're talking about. It's been a fun run. times are changing. My attitude is changing, but I wish the guys well. I hope they continue to have success. You know, the whole normal standard thing.
Now, I don't know this Larry guy at all, but if he had taken the first shot over the bow per se and sniped at the band, I would say that a statement that Jeff made might be warranted to stand.
See, I think even still you don't.
Really?
You still bigger man it.
Okay.
I mean, you let the other side look like the asshole, which all is right. Exactly what Larry's doing.
Yeah.
I'll see
your point. I retract my original statement there.
And I'm going to give full disclosure here. I absolutely 100% invited Larry to come on either here or Chris Hagen Presents or wherever, if he wanted somewhere to respond to this.
Okay.
And his response, I'm not going to say exactly what he said, but the basic message he gave me back was, you know what? I'm just going to let the dust settle. It doesn't matter. I'm on to new things. I'm not getting into that muck.
Right.
That was his answer. But, you know, and I don't know Larry. I'm going to be even more disclosing here. I don't know Larry at all. I just messaged him on Facebook because I think I follow him on Facebook because I'm a big Vicious Rumors fan.
Yeah, sure.
But what bugs me most about this is not, well, part of it is definitely the statement itself, but this is exactly what they did to Ronnie Monroe as well. So I also had some personal aggravation about this, you know, from my friend Ronnie, you know, and he got thrown under the bus.
Do you have the statement about
him? I don't. They took it down.
Oh, so you didn't grab that one.
No, I mean, that was 6 months ago or whatever. That was after.
Regardless, I mean, did they catch heat for that?
They caught some, but not as much because Ronnie had only been in the band, you know, 6 weeks or whatever.
Right, of course.
You know, so, but this is a guy that's been, you know, the band has been Jeff Thorpe and Larry Howe forever.
Yeah, for a long time.
That's the band.
Yeah.
You know, and to throw him under the bus like this after 40 fucking years in the band. What the hell?
All right. Well, if Jeff catches wind of this discussion, I am personally inviting you to come on to tell us why that was necessary.
Yeah, I would love to know. And I mean, they did pull it and wrote a nicer statement now. All right, but
do you have the nicer statement?
Let me find it real quick. Let me take it off screen while I go looking for it. Facebook. Go here. Fuck book. Vicious Rumors. Let's see, where is it? Sweden Rock. All right, here's the new statement.
All right.
Present, share screen, Facebook. I've heard people say a band is like a marriage, and it's true. Sometimes no matter how hard you try or how hard you work at it, it just doesn't work. You try staying for the kids, fans, but that doesn't work either. The next thing you know, you're angry and you're saying things you regret. I want to apologize to everyone involved and to the fans for my negativity. I wish now to remember the good times and look forward to the future, and I wish Larry good luck in his next venture. Jeff Thorpe.
All right. So it was a heat of the moment thing.
Yeah, it was, but you know what? You got to be smarter than that.
Yeah, I agree.
You
got to let cooler heads prevail on those kind of things.
Yeah, you can't just run to your fucking phone and start spouting off. You know, I mean, there's a lot of fans that, as much as Jeff thinks it's his band, and it is his band, there's a lot of fans like myself that really respected Larry as a drummer and enjoyed his work. And, you know, thought of him as, you know, like I'm a big Vicious Rumors fan. I really, Welcome to the Ball and the Self-Titled are two of my favorite records of any style of all time.
Right.
I mean, seriously, both of those records would fall in probably my top 25. I love them. And to see one of the core guys just get fucking tossed under the bus, run over, and then backed up over again, like he did there, that's just shitty.
Right, I agree.
And it hurts as a fan. It diminishes my look on the band.
Right, of course.
It absolutely does. And I know that's fucking shallow and I should only give a shit about the music, but sorry, I don't. I care about that band.
But you like, you know, you want to like and respect the band because not only do they have a good product or, you know, mm-hmm. do something you like, but they have a good reputation as well.
Yeah.
You know, it's the same way with my fandom of John Mellencamp.
Sure.
You know, I went to see John Mellencamp, I don't know how many times over the years, and I have enjoyed his music and played his stuff. But, you know, over the last, say, decade, since he's been so vocal and with his socialist agenda and his preaching of politics and blah, 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 my fandom or my enjoyment of his music actually diminished.
Yeah.
Because, you know, in the earlier days, whether it was, you know, the Aha tour or Scarecrow or Lonesome Jubilee or Big Daddy or whenever we wanted, and, you know, all those tours.
Yeah.
He never did any of that preaching shit.
No, he just played his songs.
He just went out there and put on nice big productions and always had competent musicians who played with him and, you know, played the music the way it was meant to be played. And I met the guy. I met him after the show during the Whenever We Wanted tour and talked with him and, you know, things. And, you know, I was a big fan, but in the last, like I said, at least 10 years with the political preaching and, you know, his socialist viewpoints and shit like that, it's just, I don't need to hear about that.
Yeah.
And of course, that video that came out 2 or 3 weeks ago when he shut down the show in Toledo,
well,
because people were just like, come on, just play your music. We don't want to hear your bullshit, you know?
Right.
That's where it ends. It's just like people were just like, yeah, fuck that guy.
Exactly. Dude, Mellencamp's a great example. He's somebody that I used to listen to all the time.
Yep.
Like, I'm not a fan like you are, like that can name track 8 on Whenever We Want It or whatever. I'm not that kind of fan.
Of course.
But I like his hits. Sure. I'm going to make no bones about it. I like Jack and Diane. I like the whole record, Little Pink Houses, and, you know, I like that stuff, Whenever We Want It, and, you know, I like that stuff. That said, and I'll put him and another guy that, you know, I'm a huge fan of. I've seen him 20 fucking times, Springsteen.
Right.
The two of them, I cannot fucking justify anymore. Because knowing that they're pieces of shit makes me not want to support them.
I agree.
As much talent as they have, I don't want to support them if they're pieces of shit. I just don't. And therefore, I don't. You know, I mean, I can't remember the last... I can remember the last time I went and saw Springsteen. Now, you know what a big Springsteen fan I was. Last time I saw him was 2002.
Okay.
2002.
22 years ago.
Yeah. That is the last time I was willing to go see him. He's been through 5-6 times since. I've never even thought about going.
Right.
And he's one that I could absolutely make a phone call and get to freebies for. Because... if nothing else, Wardlaw's in that world.
Right.
Where I could be his plus one. Sure. You know, I could be his girlfriend for a night and go. So I could go, but I don't, because I just can't stand him, man. And quite honestly, seeing this kind of shit with Vicious Rumors is really disheartening for me.
Yeah, especially since we both know people intimately.
Yeah.
That have been associated with the band.
I dude, how many people do we know that have been in Vicious Rumors? There's Rivera, there's Ronnie.
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't Jack Frost in there for a minute?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, he played with him for a little while.
Yeah, I think he was in there for a minute. We obviously know Jeff.
Yeah.
The guy that replaces Larry Howe here, I'm helping publish a book. Gunnar Costin.
I'm helping this guy publish.
I am.
Whatever his name is.
I don't know him real well. We have emailed back and forth. He's a friend of Ronnie's.
Right, of course.
And he's publishing a book, and he asked me if I could help him with, you know, how to self-publish. So
right.
So I've been throwing him some, but I don't know him as Gunnar. So that's why somebody had to tell me that Gunnar was actually, and I don't want to say his real name because I don't know if it's public or not, but. You know, somebody told me that. So, anyway, we know people in that band.
And yeah, we're people who know people.
Yeah, we are. But yeah, that was just disheartening, to say the absolute least, man, to see this kind of shit going on this week. Just stop it. You know, I mean, that's really how I look at it. Just stop. Stop with your nonsense. It's played out already. So anyway, that's that one.
All right.
I'll give you a choice, and we could do either one or both.
All right.
Would you like to hear a new group that I'm pretty sure you haven't heard yet that John Bush is involved in? Or would you like to hear a cover of a Journey song that features Steve Perry? That's brand new. It's brand new.
It's a cover of a Journey song, but Steve Perry is
part of it.
Is yes. Part of it.
Yes.
Yeah, that piques my interest.
Okay.
Because we know, you know, the solo that Steve Perry put out where he was singing over his dentures. So.
Well, this, I'm glad you actually went with this one first.
All right.
Okay. So. Perry is a recluse now. You know, he pops his head up. He's a whack-a-mole. He pops his head up every once in a while, and then he disappears again. So there's a band out there called The Effect. Are you familiar with The Effect at all?
No.
The Effect is Steve Lukather's son, Trev, and Phil Collins' kid. That's who's in it. And I think some guy from Toto is in it as well.
All right.
But that's what The Effect is. It's
The Offspring.
About more or less, it really is an Offspring. It's not the shitty Offspring again with the bad politics. But,
right.
But it's an Offspring band of other guys that have had huge success, and it's really not bad.
Right.
To be very fair to them, it's pretty damn good.
All right, it's like Hatriot.
Yeah. Well, this is very different than Hatriot. But So they announced about a month or so ago that they were doing a song from Raised on Radio.
All right.
They're doing the song It Could Have Been You. Are you familiar with It Could Have Been You?
I probably heard it, but I know it right off the top of my head?
Well, let's find it and give you a taste. Let's see here. Journey, It Could Have Been You. When you hear it, you know, because it was on Raised on Radio. It was not a hit.
Yeah. So the last Journey release before they took a break.
Yeah. Before they took a break and then came back with Trial by Fire and then fired Steve and onward we go. But all right. So here's a little bit of It Could Have Been You.
Okay.
Get so far away, I'd reach out, you'd be gone. Moments to steal, take my breath away.
You remember it?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's been a while since I've heard it, but yeah.
Sure. I mean, it was a cool song. It was not a hit, but it was a cool song. So fast forward to about the last month, 6 weeks, whatever it's been, this band The Effect has been out there pushing that they were doing a cover song of a Journeys tune with Steve Perry.
Okay.
So then Steve Perry came out and made a comment about it. And Steve Perry,
I hate these cunts, and I'm
no,
sorry.
Not to total opposite. Steve Perry comes out and says, let me see if I can find where he says his thing. I'm not seeing it real quick.
Working,
I should have been
working with these guys was insufferable. And
no, it wasn't that at all. No. It's more to the, he doesn't talk so much about them as much as he talks about, that he always thought this was a great song and it didn't get its due. And he was super happy that they were willing to do it because he loves the song. And
okay.
He was glad to participate, you know, in this song. So even now, I'm going to speak for me. I'm going to see what you think before we play this.
All right.
So hearing all of that and knowing, even though we know that he's still singing over his dentures and he doesn't sound one-tenth as good as he used to sound before, you're still interested to hear it, right?
Of course. I mean, as soon as you said, you know, he's participating in it and stuff, yeah. It makes you curious. It's like, well, will I recognize the Steve Perry magic?
Yeah. Bingo. Bingo. So now I'm going to play it for you.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to leave you with a question going into this that you, I want you to listen for. Tell me where the fuck Steve Perry is.
Okay.
I'll play it first and then I'll comment because I can't fathom after all this hype why they did what they did here.
All right.
All right. So let's go back to this. Here we go. So this is It Could Have Been You, The Effect with Steve Perry.
All right.
We were so close, yet so far away. I'd reach out, you'd be gone. Moments I still take my breath away. Not to last in loving you.
Did you hear him?
So is he singing backup or?
I think he's in the gang vocals.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking too. That's where I'm hearing it too.
Well, obviously they're holding him out so he can sing the second verse, right?
Yeah, well, see, I was under the impression just listening to the little bit that I heard.
Yeah.
I thought maybe they'd be trading off lines or something.
Which would have been great. But they must have waited, right? So that now the second verse is going to kick in and they'll have Steve Perry sing it.
Right.
So that it's like an offshoot of, well, this is this guy and now here's the master, right?
Right.
The apprentice master thing, right?
Sure.
All right. So here we go. Here comes the second verse. Gotta be the Steve Perry part, right? Here we go.
Time washes over. Memories. I can't look back no more.
Now, did you hear him? Yeah, there right. He was.
Yeah, well, I heard that immediately as soon as that kicked in. So he's kind of doing the enhancement.
Yeah. They could have done that with AI, for God's sake.
Well, I agree with that too.
All right, here's some more of this.
Jesus was taken. Yeah.
Well, I got a thought on this.
Okay, go ahead.
Well, I think Steve Perry lent his vocals and his name to this to give these guys some recognition, but he didn't want to overshadow them by having a full vocal presence as a solo or as the main vocalist on this. So it's just sort of like a friendship thing. Hey, listen, I'll throw my name on it and I'll do some backups, but I don't want to overshadow you. I want you to be featured, but knowing I'm in the background, people will listen to it.
Maybe, but I'm going to devil's advocate that to death.
All right.
This is a band that is not established that instantly gets credibility if they're doing a duet with Steve fucking Perry.
I agree.
Instantly. And they didn't go for that.
Yeah, but it made you listen, and it made me listen tonight.
Yeah, but how did I walk away from it? Disappointed.
Well, you were disappointed because you were maybe hoping that it was going to be, you know, featuring Steve Perry. But I think Steve is going, listen, I'll throw you guys a bone. I know how much our Journey fans are interested. Maybe they'll discover a new band if they give it a chance.
Maybe. I know my takeaway. And I would bet my takeaway is like damn near everybody else. Not what I wanted.
Okay.
My takeaway is I want to hear Steve Perry. I'll listen to this because it says Steve Perry. Mm-hmm. But then when I barely hear Steve Perry, I'm like, eh, I'm not going back to this. I mean, do you really think that Journey fans that listen to this because Steve lent his name and, you know, his voice from another side of the room, you know, do you really think they're going to bookmark this and add it to their playlist of shit they're going to listen to from now to the end of time?
Yeah, but then again, some people will go, well, Steve endorsed these guys. Maybe I'll listen to a little more of what they have to offer. Some people.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe not the hardcores like yourself or myself, but some people might go, I'll give it a chance. Steve sees something in him. Why can't I take a listen?
Yeah. I I'm not arguing. I'm not denying your point. Maybe. I'm just,
I mean, again, I think it's after relationships that Steve probably has through the years with the parents of these guys.
Well, yeah, I mean, and Toto and Journey are connected.
Course. It's like, yeah, I'll throw that in there. I'll go ahead and, you know, use my name and use, you know, whatever. Mm-hmm. And good luck to you guys. I hope it does something for you. Is it any different than what we did for Red Rain by getting George Lynch to play on their album?
There's a big difference between Red Rain and George Lynch and Journey and Steve Perry.
No, my point is the concept is the same.
Yeah, the concept is the same.
I'm talking about the concept. I'm not talking about the profile here. I'm talking about the concept. Like, oh, well, George Lynch is playing on this. I never heard of these Red Rain guys, but I heard George Lynch is playing on a track.
Mm-hmm. You know I think maybe I don't disagree, but I think Perry is so much bigger than that, that relegating him to far in the background is beneath what is expected from him.
Maybe.
If he's involved in something, I expect him to be out front.
Right.
I don't give a shit what it is.
Well, maybe it was his choice.
You know what? Maybe it was. And fine, then don't go out there selling in the press. You know, he was selling it in the press like, this is a song I always wanted to see get bigger. I'm glad to be part of it. Yeah. And then he's barely part of it. you know how I want to see Perry do a duet? Just like he did with Kenny Loggins with Don't Fight It.
Right.
Remember that? Where Loggins did a verse, yeah, then Perry did it. Let me find that real quick. Kenny Loggins.
But I don't think Kenny Loggins was trying to raise his profile by having Steve Perry sing with him, though.
I don't think so either, but I mean, that's the level Steve Perry, that's the level Kenny Loggins is, too. if this band wanted to do Don't Fight It and they asked Kenny Loggins, I'm expecting to hear him sing.
Yeah, it was no different than Phil Collins and Philip Bailey from Earth, Wind and Fire doing that Easy Lover song together, or David Bowie and Mick Jagger doing that Dancing in the Streets together.
And in every single one of those, what did they do?
They
traded off vocals.
But they weren't trying to raise each other's profile by doing that. No, but I
don't know. Steve Perry's too iconic to be a faded into the background fucking gang vocal singer. Yeah, here, let's play a little Don't Fight It. Still a great song. I'm gonna skip forward. See, look. Maybe I didn't need to skip forward. Here we go. Kenny Loggins. That's what this band should have done.
Now you made me want to get Footloose here.
Let's hear it for the boy.
Right, of course.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm only speaking for me, and I'm not trying to tell anybody else how to feel about the effect. I'd certainly want to see them be successful. I like what they're doing. The shit, take Steve Perry out of that song. I think it's a good cover.
Yeah.
It is a good cover. But, man, do I want to hear Steve Perry in it.
Mm-hmm.
He's Steve fucking Perry. You know, now if they were trying to do, if the effect was trying to do Home Sweet Home, yeah, you can fade Vince Neil as far into the background as you want because he's terrible, but this is Steve fucking Perry.
I want to hear the iconic vocals of Steve Perry.
I get that. If his name's attached to it, I want to hear that voice that no one else has ever been able to do.
Right.
That's just what I want.
Again, I think this is Steve Perry just throwing these guys a bone and allowing them to use his name and association to get a little attention.
Yeah, I don't think you're wrong. I'm just like...
Because, listen, I don't want to steal the spotlight from you on the song. I'll just fade into the background. You can use my name and my association with you guys, and hopefully you guys will generate some steam.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it.
Yeah, well, kind of a bummer for me, but
it's sort of a drag.
It really is kind of a drag. Just not what I wanted to hear.
Yeah,
but all right, so that, do you want to hear more of that song, or are we good?
I get it. I get what's going on there.
Okay. So then the next thing, we'll go ahead and cover category 7 as well.
Right.
Go the other direction with you know, iconic voice. So out of the blue, and I mean completely out of the blue, get a press release with a song for some new band called Category 7.
Okay.
Which features...
This is an F5, is it?
No, it's not F5. It's Cat 7.
It's Category 7. Yeah. Category 7 at the Spur.
This is a hurricane, not a tornado, Neely. Jeez. Get it straight. So this is a true supergroup for thrash metal people.
Right.
Features John Bush on vocals, Jason Bittner from Overkill and Shadows Fall on drums, Jack Gibson on bass, Phil Demmel on guitar, and Mike Orlando from Adrenaline Mob on guitar.
Okay.
That's a pretty good group.
Yeah, sure it is.
But who the fuck has heard of this band? Not me. I didn't even... You know how usually we get some kind of, hey, this is in the works? I heard nothing about this. I mean, nothing. But here it is. So they put out the first song. There's an album coming out in July. And they put out a song called In Stitches. So let's play some In Stitches. And see what you think of this. We'll be right back. I love it.
You know, the one thing about John Bush.
Yeah.
I mean, this song obviously is very aggressive and very hard. And the fact that John Bush sings so clean, but still aggressive, and you can still hear the words.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not the, you know, it's not that stuff.
Yeah.
But to have him sing, you know, obviously a very iconic voice in classic metal, you know, between Armored Saint and Anthrax.
Sure.
You know, and hearing him sing, but singing over a more aggressive track than what Anthrax or Armored Saint fans are used to. It's pretty cool. Because he still brings the melodic part of that, even though the music is, you know, just, you know.
Yeah.
And I like that. That's a good combo.
I love this. I'm like, John Bush is definitely one of those phone book guys for me. If he picked up the phone book and just started singing phone numbers, I'd still listen to it.
Yeah, and the thing is I've seen Armored Saint.
Sure, me too.
And Anthrax, a combination of at least a dozen times.
Mm-hmm, sure.
And John Bush is just the consummate vocalist, performer, singer.
Yeah.
You know, and he sounds as good today as he did from day one.
Yeah, I remember seeing him in 91, maybe, with Armored Saint. 90, whatever it was. It was when I was in California. I remember that. And, you know, it was when he had the hair and everything. It was the Symbol of Salvation.
Right.
And, man, and I've seen him as recently as a few years ago with Saxon. I'm not sure how many years ago that was. Now, I hate to say it, but it's probably 10. But, and he sounded the same. Sounded the same greatness. I mean, he's fucking great.
Yeah, I've seen Armored Saint play with Metal Church. I've seen them play with Queensryche. The most recent time that I saw them, they played with Wasp a year ago, January.
Sure.
You know, and Sal is a huge Armored Saint fan. And boy, he was just in his glory going to see that Wasp show with Armored Saint opening up. But man, they just came out and smoked.
Yeah. You know?
And it was just like, man, I love that band.
Hell yeah. They smoked, and then Wasp plugged in the recorder and played their set. Oh, you want more of this?
Yeah, go ahead.
Right, let's play a little more of this. So goddamn good, man.
That is.
That's the fucking real deal there.
I like it.
Yeah, the album comes out in July. I'm very looking forward to that.
Oh, good on John Bush, because I know they're working on a Saint album too, right?
Yeah, that's what I hear. So about time for that too. But hell, if the Saint album doesn't come for a year or two, I don't even care, because this one's going to carry me. I have no doubt this album's going to be good. I have no doubt in my mind this album's going to be fun.
You got a cavalcade of great metal players that, you know, these are very, very seasoned guys.
Yeah, absolutely.
That, you know, you're familiar with as far as like being in the metal world, and
right.
To have them, you know, collaborate on a release like that. That's pretty damn good.
Yeah, I love it. I'm very, very much sold on that one. So everybody should check that one out on wherever you check out music now. It's called Category 7 is the name of the band, which is a horrific name for as good as the band is. Why that name? That's terrible.
At least it is an F5.
I like F5 better than Category 7. They should have just gone with Cat 7, maybe.
Right, right.
You know, I mean, that would have been better, but yeah, so that's what's going on with those bands. So, here's what I think we do. Let's take a break.
Yep.
Then we'll come back in the paid segment and we can review the new Sebastian Bach album, which came out.
Okay.
And maybe even some of the, not Slayer, the Kerry King album, which I also have.
There's a Kerry King album?
Oh yeah. There's a full album and I have it.
I thought that when he released that single a couple of months ago,
mm-hmm.
and basically brought Slayer out of the mothballs.
No. There was, that is true, but there's a Kerry King album. He actually played live over the weekend during the week. He played his first live show with it with all those guys, with Phil Demmel and Mark Acequeda and Carl Sanders.
I thought that the Kerry King thing was to smoke Tom Araya out.
No, he's moving on without him, but they're doing the Slayer gigs because why not? It's big money.
Yeah, of course.
So we'll for sure cover the Sebastian Bach album, and then maybe we'll tinker around with the Slayer a little bit.
All right, sounds good. All right, since you just played some new John Bush-related music, mm-hmm. I thought we'd go out into our break here. Something just kind of was in my head here from Harvard St. La Raza. And John Bush bringing a left hook from the right field.
There you go.
At us. So here's some Armored Saint exclusively here.
On your classic metal show.
You want to be a well-dressed headbanger? Get a t-shirt from Metal Shop. Or a hat, hoodies, shot glasses, tumblers, mugs, patches, women's tees. You'll look good like a rock star.